Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We are back here on the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. Thanks so much for being here, and thanks so much for making the Pack-A-Day Radio Show part of your morning routine. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis is coming up back coming up next from 9 to 11. I was saying back because Mason Crosby, Mitch Nellis, back today. I'm excited to hear both of them as we transition over to their show a little bit later today. But Mitch and Mason back in the house. Great to be listening to them once again. Although, you know, I guess Tommy and Sparky did fine yesterday, whatever. But no, excited to have Mason and Mitch back today. Also, Milwaukee and Indiana this Saturday at noon. After the game, we'll have the Milwaukee basketball postgame show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan and on the free Odyssey app. That's an exciting new show that we have here on the channel, so make sure to check that out as well. Speaking of things I'm excited about, we are now being joined by Kyle Melzon, WFRV sports anchor and reporter. You can find him on social media at Kyle Melzon. Kyle, great to be back chatting with you. How are you doing, my friend?
Andy, thanks so much for asking me once again to be on the show. Always love talking some ball with you, and boy, what an exciting time for the Packers.
It really, really is. We are in single digits now away from the NFL draft, which still seems very surreal to me. And I kind of want to start there, Kyle, because I know, obviously, you are covering this in great detail. I finally got the opportunity to drive by at least close enough where I could see that stage being set up the other day. And holy crap, like I was expecting like a pretty solid, sizable stage. That thing is massive. But how are those draft preparations coming in Green Bay?
Yeah, it's been just so unique. Like, I'm just trying to take it all in, and obviously you plan for something that's, you know, just going to, like, you plan for this big extravaganza, and it's so unique, and then it's just going to be here and gone. So I'm just trying to take it all in, and it's going to be the biggest thing this city may ever hold be held in, and I hope the people that come to Green Bay who may never have been here before and check something off their bucket list just realize how special this city and this place and what Lambeau Field is and how special it really is because, man, it's one of a kind. I mean, you think of Fenway, you think of Wrigley, you think of the iconic spots and sports and Green Bay and Lambeau Field's right up there. So I really hope people take it all in and there's no snow and people enjoy some cheese curds and get an old fashioned or two, man. It's going to be fun.
You know, I have to disagree with one thing you said, you know, it being the potential biggest thing in the area. I think you're forgetting about Polka Fest in Pulaski. I mean, that's a pretty big event that we've got in the area here. So, I mean, they're hand in hand. The NFL draft in Green Bay, Polka Fest in Pulaski, it's pretty darn close. But no, this is an absolutely unbelievable event. It's still surreal to me that Green Bay is hosting this. And I do hope that, the culture of Green Bay shines through. And again, the cheese curds, the old fashions, the supper clubs, all the amazing things that make Green Bay Green Bay can kind of shine out in a major way, and I very much think that they will. Well, what are your plans for sort of covering the draft, being down there? How are you going to go about attacking this thing that I have no idea how it's going to look when that many thousands of people are down there in Green Bay, Wisconsin?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. So we kind of just discussed about this. So, I mean, I'm going to be in kind of like the bowls of Lambeau Field, just kind of like hanging out, waiting for the picks to come in. And I'm sure you'll be hanging out there. If you're going to be at Lambeau Field, like Brian Gutekunst or a scout or, you know, somebody usually talks after the pick. So I'll just be doing live shots from inside of the visitors' locker room. And maybe take a few peeks outside to see what's all going on out there. So I know there's people that's going to be at the red carpet, you know, who's actually going to be in the madness, who's going to be at, you know, different bars. So we got crazy amount of crew going to be out there, and I'm sure the same for every other station that in you know, Wisconsin and the surrounding areas as well.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to be so unique. I mean, the crazy thing for me, I don't think I'm going to be down there during the draft because I'm like covering it live, you know, obviously throughout the entirety, doing a lot of live shows and things like that, where I'm going to get down there Wednesday night, the night before. I'm going to do something Saturday night around, you know, downtown area, and I'm going to do some live stuff. But overall, I'm going to maybe try to get a peek over there on Saturday. But yeah, it's just such a crazy situation where, you know, just covering it in great detail, it's hard to like, you know, just figure out a spot where I can be down there, where I can trust internet service and all of that stuff. Yeah, so I don't know. I'm just so excited though, that it's going to be in Green Bay and that this is something that's legitimately happening here. As we talk and kind of transition into the Packers in this draft, we kind of know the positions of potential need, Kyle, of where they could potentially go, but where would you like to see Green Bay go in this draft, and what positions would you like to see them address maybe a little bit more aggressively early on?
I mean, wide receiver, I feel like we've talked about this ad nauseum for years on end, but wide receiver, cornerback, do they really trust Keyshawn Nixon starting, and, you know, the depth there with Carrington Valentine? Like, he was all right, but I feel like there has to be some insurance there. D-line, linebacker, I think Brian Gutekunst said it best that maybe at those positions they need a little bit more depth. So I think that's where you start. And I think they will for sure get an offensive lineman or two, because that's what Green Bay does. But they have 8 picks right now, Andy. And I know Brian Gutekunst really likes to have a lot of draft picks and an abundance of them because of the draft and development kind of mindset here in Green Bay. And I think this is the tide for what would be the second lowest amount of picks in Green Bay. So I wouldn't be surprised if he gets creative on, like, you know, day 2 or day 3. Mainly that day 3, and maybe trades back a few times to get some more picks, and so he gets more players in the building, so he can try to develop them.
Yeah, I think that makes a ton of sense, and I think that wide receiver position is going to be one of the more unique positions for Green Bay in this draft, and just how they go about attacking it. We're being joined by Kyle Malzahn, WFRV sports reporter and anchor in Green Bay, and of course you can find him on social media at Kyle Malzahn. All right, Kyle, I want to go through some superlatives with you.
All right, let's
start with this. What would be the most shocking possibility for Green Bay? Like a draft pick that they could make at 23 that everyone's jaw would be on the floor and it would be like, oh my God, I can't believe they just did that.
No, what would be crazy is if they trade their pick, move way up and get Abdul Carter. That would be nuts. I mean, you talk about an impactful player. I know it's wishful thinking, but man, is that guy special, and he would, you know, shore up a lot of things on that defense. But that would be the most shocking, if Goody just let it all hang out and just, you know what, screw it, we're going way up top and they're gonna let us, and they get a deal done with, you know, top 5 draft pick, and they get Abdul Carter, or, you know, but obviously that's probably not gonna happen, but that's, I think, one that would be like, oh my God.
That would be epic. You know, it would, I'm trying to think of like how, you know, maybe he falls to, you know, I guess past the top 2, gets to 3, and Green Bay's like, you know what, this is a once in a lifetime thing. We're going to get crazy. Right. And we're going to go get the best pass rusher in this draft. It would certainly be a jaw dropping moment. It would be a ton of fun for Green Bay as well. All right. So that's the most shocking. What would be your worst case scenario for the Packers at pick 23?
That they trade out of it. I mean, you have the draft here in Green Bay. I know Brian and Mark Murphy have gone on record and said, hey, we're going to do what's best for the Green Bay Packers, if that means trading out.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
The pick, so be it, but I think a lot of people and a lot of fans, they might be drunk at that point. At 23, you're probably looking around like 9:30, 10 o'clock for that pick, but I think the worst case scenario for day one of the draft is just trading out. I mean, usually with a top 23 pick, you're getting an impactful player, you really want to please your fans. I know sometimes you have to separate the football operation side of things with, you know, the fandom side of things, but hopefully they pick somebody. That would be the best or worst case scenario, is just trading out of it.
Yeah, I could see definitely some disappointment in Packers land. I mean, if they trade down to, you know, still in the first round and pick up a third round pick or something, I think that's going to be fine. But I think if they trade out of the first round entirely and get to round two, I think there's going to be some groans in that bowl. I will say this, if it does happen, if they trade to 23 and you see that initial trade where it's to 33 to 40, somewhere in that range, just don't be shocked if by the end of the night, Goody trades back up to pick 31 or 32, maybe using some of that draft capital he just got to get kind of back up there while gaining some picks in the process, but just kind of maneuvering the backboard, the draft board, kind of like he did with Jaire Alexander when he kind of made that move. But I am with you. It would be quite the bummer if we got through day one and Green Bay did not make a selection in some capacity. Again, we're being joined by Kyle Malzahn, WFRV sports reporter and anchor in Green Bay, and you can find him on social media at Kyle Malzahn. We are right here on the Packaday Radio Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. All right, let's leave the best one for last year. What is your dream scenario for the Packers at pick 23?
My dream scenario for the Packers is that they break the 22-year curse and they go get Ohio State's Emeka Abuka. An impactful wide receiver comes in, and they finally get some, you know, they get some speed, they get some star-studded ability at that position that they haven't had in the first round with a first-round draft pick in years. And you get some insurance with Christian Watson out, and, you know, who knows what they're going to re-sign, you know, Romeo Doubs or Christian Watson to. But if they get Emeka Abuka, who's coming out of Ohio State, who has a ton of ability and has a lot of, star-studded abilities attached to him, man, that could be a really fun pick. Because if you want to see Jordan Love grow, you need a top dog next to him at wide receiver. And I think this might be the year that we see it happen.
Yeah, I think that's a real possibility. The interesting thing with Abuka is that Green Bay brought him in for a two-day visit on a top 30 visit. So he stayed for a couple days. Whether this is a smoke screen and whether they're doing this to just be like, see, we could take a first round wide receiver and then they go in an entirely different direction. That's always possible with Goody, but that is an interesting one. And he is a player that if I were betting today, I think is available at 23. I think he is going to be there. So you had a player that is some position of need, that is a very fun player coming out of Ohio State that fits their offense, that they spent a two-day visit with, that I think is going to be there. I think it's well within the realm of possibility. A lot of these dream scenarios for people, sometimes they get, you know, crushed a handful of picks before Green Bay actually makes the selection. With Igbuka, I do think there's a strong chance that he could potentially be there. And maybe, just maybe, Kyle Malzahn, with the draft being in Green Bay, your dream scenario could come through. All right. We know your most shocking possibility. We know your worst case scenario. We know your dream scenario. But let's ask you your most realistic scenario. What is your actual prediction? What will the Packers do at pick 23?
I am doubling down. Put me in a casino. I'm doubling down. They're going to get Emeka Abuka from Ohio State. I don't know how they do it. I don't know where he falls and how far he falls and how it happens. But they get Emeka Abuka. And it happens. Now, Andy, I will preface that I will probably be wrong, but I'm doubling down on that, and he is coming to Green Bay.
You know what I love about this, Kyle, is that I've been now asking all of our guests going back to last Monday. So you are the seventh player that I've asked a prediction for with their pick for the first round in Green Bay. We have seven predictions, seven different players that people have predicted for Green Bay at pick 23. Joey V was Shamar Stewart, the very first one. Ryan Horvat said Trey Amos. Bart Winkler said Maxwell Hairston. Eli Berkovitz said Josh Simmons. Nathan Marzion said Derek Harmon. Tyler Dunn said Matthew Golden. And now you, Kyle, said Emeka Igbuka. So I think that is just the perfect encapsulation of just how unpredictable this pick is for Green Bay, is that we have seven predictions and seven different players. Kyle, before we get you out of here, I know you do a great job not only just covering the Packers, but you get to, you know, obviously cover all of Wisconsin sports and in Milwaukee, obviously Brewers and Bucks right now. Brewers a little bit of a tough stretch. They lose again yesterday. Meanwhile, the Bucks getting ready for the playoffs, hoping to get Dame Lillard back. Your thoughts on those two teams currently?
Yeah, as far as the Brewers go, I'll start there. At the end of the year, I know we'll look back on it and they'll probably be a 85-92 win team, somewhere around that area of, you know, wins, and they'll be looking into a playoff spot again. But right now, the biggest thing that's halting them is their pitching and just making sure you get innings and getting people healthy. So that's been a mess. And I was told this, Andy, I was told this a few years ago when I worked a season in summer baseball, that you can't win a division in April and May, but you can lose one. So for the Brewers' sake, you're just hoping that you put yourself and play maybe 500 ball into June so that you can make a summer push when the weather gets warmer and your bats starting to get a little bit more hot. So you don't want to put yourself so far behind in April or May that, you know, you can't do much. And for the Bucks, I mean, Bucks, Pacers, man, this is going to be some exciting TV, especially when you talk about the history, the rivalry that's now brewing up. You got Tyrese Halliburton, the Oshkosh North native who's from Northeast Wisconsin, going against Giannis, and hopefully Dame gets back. Man, that's going to be a really exciting series, and I think the best one to start the playoffs, especially when you think of, you know, the in-season tournament drama, the game ball situation, you know, the Bucks getting knocked out last year by them. It just feels like every time there's a big stage, the Pacers and Bucks find themselves playing on it.
Yeah, they've been great rivals as of late, and I'm just really, really hoping, like, it will be so... I don't have massive expectations for this Bucks team, if I'm being transparent, but it will be devastating if you go two consecutive years and just do not have Giannis and Dame together in the playoffs, and we never really get to see what that looks like in a playoffs setting, and all of a sudden you're eliminated by, you know, Indiana, and you didn't even get to see it again this year. That will be a level of devastating, just to not at least see what it potentially looked like in the playoffs, but hopefully you can get back, hopefully you can play, or Giannis can power through in the first round to get Dame to the second round, and then they can see where they go from there. But hoping that we can see those two and just some playoff Dame coming back, because, you know, with those two, while I don't have high expectations, anything's possible when you have those two in the playoffs. That is for certain. Kyle, it is great chatting with you. Tell us, you know, tell everyone where we can find all of your incredible work and what you got coming out on WFRV this week.
Yeah, you can follow me at Kyle Malzahn on Twitter, and we're just gearing up for the draft. So over the next course of the next 2 weeks, we're going to be balls to the wall at our station, and I'm looking forward to it. And if you want to join us, we'd appreciate it. So thanks always, as Andy, for having me on, and love chatting some ball with you.
Yeah, make sure to follow him on social media at Kyle Malzahn. And also, if you are in the Green Bay area and have the opportunity to follow WFRV Sports, make sure to do so as well, or just check them out online. They do incredible work and are always bringing their A game for all things Wisconsin sports. Kyle, it's great having you. We will talk to you again soon, and enjoy the draft, my friend. Hi, this is the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. We'll be right back right after this.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.